Welcome to the Wildly Worthy Podcast, where we teach you how to raise your self-worth and your net worth. Hey, I'm Nikki. I used to be super anxious and insecure until I started taking control of my life. Now I'm an entrepreneur who travels the world for fun, always looking for my next adventure. Each week, I'll share with you how you can grow your belief in yourself, learn how to overcome your fears, and create a life that you love. You are wildly worthy of all that you desire. I'm so happy that you're here. Now let's get started. Hello, friends, it is episode 67. Wow, can't believe it's been going this long, but I'm happy. I love it. Welcome back. If you're new here, welcome to the show. I hope you enjoy what you hear. I hope you leave with a little nugget of wisdom and that you'll let me know what you liked and what you didn't like so I can give you more of what you need, right? So today we're going to talk about judgment. And that can be judgment of ourselves. That can be fear of judgment, like other people are going to judge me. It can also be I'm judging you or her or him or them, and I want to stop doing that. So first, let's talk about what is judgment, okay? I looked up judgment just to get the dictionary definition of it, and the one that I found that best suits what we're talking about here is judgment is simply an opinion or conclusion. Wow. When you think about it that way, it seems so simple and so like we should be able to navigate that, right? But an opinion or a conclusion can really get deep into us. So let's start with judging other people, because I think those are the ones that we notice the most, and I know for myself that I do that. When we're judging other people, and I want to bring this up because I'm thinking about all the great thought leaders and people that I follow who have talked about this before and who I've learned from, but I was on a ride on my bike the other day doing the Peloton app, and I can't even remember which trainer it was, but she was like, stop judging yourself, stop judging these people and those people. And she said, stop judging me. And I was like, wow, that's so, I don't know, it just so hits you in the face, right? Stop judging me, because she recognized that people are judging her because of the position she's in, right? And I probably was judging her a little bit. You are too, if you're doing anything like that. Like, we're always constantly judging people. We have an opinion or conclusion about them, whether it's good or bad, right? So let's start there. Let's start with judging other people. And the person that I'm thinking of right now talked about this is Lori Harder. I went to the Bliss Project a few years ago, and she was like, you're judging me right now, when she was on stage. And that's true. Like, when we are watching someone else, we're constantly judging, we're constantly forming opinions. And what that judgment that we think about that person is always a reflection of ourselves. Okay? So if you are judging someone you're watching, listening to, and you know, even like on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, like, we're always like nitpicking the girls, right? Or the guys, and like, what's wrong with them and what they should have done differently, and why do her eyebrows look like that, right? If you watch that show, you have probably said something along those lines, or heard a friend say that, or read something like that on social media. And that is because we're judging ourselves in comparison to this person, whether we think we're better than them or whether we think we're less than them, right? So when we're judging other people, that's we're simply, it's a reflection of us, okay? So we're looking at those people, and whatever we think about ourselves is being reflected back to us. I know that sounds super woo-woo and like really deep, so I hope that that's not too out there for you guys to, and that you're able to accept it, right? Because you're judging me right now too. You might be thinking, who is this girl? What does she know? What is she even thinking about? Listen, I don't know anything. I am simply sharing things that I've learned throughout my life from other people. you'll hear people say nothing, no idea in this world is new, right? We're all just putting our own spin on things and how we see the world. It's just from a different perspective. So that's my judgment on myself, okay? So when we're looking at other people, we're judging ourselves, and we have to reflect on that a little bit and say, why do I feel this way about this person? Or why am I judging this person so harshly? Do I think that I could do a better job than them? Or do I think that they're so much better than me that it's making me feel insecure? Right? So take a look at what is your judgment of them reflecting on yourself. Okay? So I'm starting with that because I want to talk about a fear of judgment and thinking about how other people are going to judge us and worrying about that, and that keeping us held back and that keeping us small from doing what we are put here to do on this earth. Okay, so when you are constantly worried about what Susie Sue, and that's a weird name, but anyway, Susie Sue is going to say about our post on Facebook, we're probably not going to post our full truth. We're not going to be completely honest. We're not going to be, we're going to hold back, right? We're going to edit ourselves. We're going to water our opinions or water our message down so that it's more accepted by our peers and our second cousins and Aunt Judy, who might not like what you say. So, that being said, think about those people as how they're judging you is a reflection of how they feel about themselves. Okay? So, if they are judging you, and yes, judgment is inevitable, people are going to judge you. You judge people all the time, so you've got to think it goes both ways. You have to be secure enough in yourself and in your message and in what you're saying to know that it is truth, and that is how you're going to put your integrity behind it, that you're not worried about what old Johnny Joe has to say. I don't know where I'm coming up with these names from, but these are not real people, okay? So if I know somebody named these things, this is not about you. It's just random names I'm coming up with. So you have to really stand behind your message in order to put it out there, is what I'm saying. And not worry about how that message is going to reflect on whoever reads it and sees it. And usually the people who are triggered by your message are the people who need to hear it, and maybe just aren't ready for it yet. And that's okay. Sometimes people aren't ready to face whatever's they need healing from, right? Whatever's keeping them in a stuck position, in a spot they're in. And that is not our responsibility. That's not your responsibility. That's not my responsibility to make sure that you are ready to hear it, right? That's your responsibility to get in that space. And if you're never there, then that's fine too, right? So those are some things to consider when you are fearing other people are going to judge you. And it may not just be like a post on Facebook. It may be a lifestyle decision that you worry other people are going to look down on you about. Yeah. So I'm single in my 30s, and that is, especially in the South, people are like, what's wrong with her? Why is she still single? Why is she not married? Why doesn't she have kids? And I am at a place where I'm okay with it. So they can judge me all they want. Like, that's a reflection of them. Like, maybe I'm doing something that they wish they had done, right? And that's just the way that you have to look at it, is that whatever they're thinking is about themselves. It's not about you. And so I want you to be able to have that freedom to live your life how you want to live it and how you feel comfortable and how you feel led. So from there, I want to talk about us judging ourselves. And we're going to do that. Like, we're always going to nitpick things. And it, depending on what kind of person you are, whether you're kind of a perfectionist or a people pleaser, or you're like really confident, there are still going to be things that you are going to maybe be a little concerned about, worry about. If you don't worry about anything, You're amazing. You don't need to listen to this podcast. Congratulations. Teach me your ways, right? So if you are judging yourself, the first thing I like to ask myself is this true? So maybe I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I'm like, I'm ugly. And I don't think that about myself. So I'm just going to use that one. And I'm like, I'm ugly. I'm ugly. Nobody's going to love me. I'm ugly. People are going to laugh at me, right? I could question myself there and say, is this true? Is this always true? Maybe I feel that way right now, but what about when I'm feeling myself? What about when I've like really gotten ready, I'm excited, and I'm happy? Do I feel differently? And the answer is probably yes. So really examine those thoughts that you have about yourself. Really look and dig deep into where's that thought coming from? Why are you having that thought? Have you heard that thought from someone else before? And if that thought has come from someone else, you give that thought back to them. I mean, you don't have to say it out loud, but energetically, give that back, because that is not your thought. That is that person's thought. Okay? So look at what you're saying to yourself and question it. Question everything. Maybe that's me being a questioner. If you've not taken or read The Four Tendencies by Gretchen Rubin, there are four different types of people, and one is a questioner, and that is me. And that means that I'll follow the rules as long as I know why we're following them, and then I might change it if I think there's a better way. Okay, so you may be a different tendency, so it may be a different, little bit different for you, but I do want you to question yourself if you are judging yourself and ask yourself why. Where's this judgment coming from? How can I change this judgment? How can I reframe it? And it could even be like, if you are not really feeling great, you can be like, I don't feel great right now. I am kind of down. But that's okay. And I'm going to do something that makes me feel better, right? It could be go have a dance party. It could be write in your journal, take a bath. I don't know. What makes you feel better? Go for a walk outside. Call a friend. And turn that judgment around into something positive. Don't tell yourself something that you're not going to believe. You don't have to look at yourself and go, I'm beautiful, if you don't feel beautiful. Because maybe you don't feel that way right now, but that's just a feeling. That's not you. That's not an adjective. That's not a describing. That's not a trait or characteristic of you. And it can be a passing thing and not a permanent thing. Okay? Cool. So, to bring it all together, if we're judging other people, it's a reflection of ourselves, right? If other people are judging us, it's a reflection of them. And if we're judging ourselves, then we need to look deeper and see where that's coming from. We need to question it, and we need to turn it around. So, that's all I have for you today. I really hope that helps you out, guys. I was just really struck by the statement when I was in my spin class, and you know those endorphins get me high, so I wanted to share this message to my audience as well. I hope that it helps you today. I hope that it helps you move forward and live your life the way you want to live it, and stop thinking about what other people are going to think and how other people are going to perceive you, because that's none of your business. That's a great quote I've heard, is what other people think about me is none of my business. So just let that feeling go and live your life for you and maybe your loved ones and your family. Take care of them. But don't worry about anybody else, because in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what that person you went to high school with thinks about you. Cool. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Please, please, please let me know on Instagram if this resounded with you, if it's something you want to hear more of, or some ideas you'd really like to hear from me. Feel free to reach out. I'm on Instagram @wildly_worthy on there. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great week. Bye.